Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's Money Monday in the city, April 4th, 2011. Tonight, love, marriage, and the extreme cost required to pull it off and to impress those invited. Hey, love and marriage. That's a discussion tonight. 917-889-3926. How to get married without going bankrupt. We're talking to some married folks. Mr. and Mrs. Eddie A. Wilborn hanging out with us tonight. Talk about their marriage experience from this weekend. Plus, we'll talk to the angels. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Tell somebody to check us out. TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be back. Bad girl, Usher.
Showed up. Shawty. What'd he do? Yeah.
Pimpin'.
Oh, boy.
What y'all know about a supermodel? Fresh out of Air Magazine. I keep it one. Bad than a mother.
Oh, nah. You're a bad girl. If you're a bad girl.
Oh, players, when you see me, act like you know me. I keep a dollar worth a dime. You know, pimping ain't easy. For all my chicks in the club, who knows how to cut a rug?
If you're a bad girl.
Give me one of them.
Give me one of them.
One of them.
Give me one of them. Give me one of them.
Oh, oh.
live talk radio show. TMDM Hyman live talk radio show. TDDM Hyman live talk radio show. Live talk radio show. 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 Talk radio show.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling.
Now, beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cup. This kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the big man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shaq. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could fuck a good. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be your next. I'm rolling. Now. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend for that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't what about? Oh, you don't with that? Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I with your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box. Flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack. Work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is go. Next 48, we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Go regular life. My life is like a moving home. And it's starring me. L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling.
Now, beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
Tampa, Florida. What's cracking, everybody? 10:11 on the East Coast. All the way live from Charlotte. Give it up for CeeLo.
Good afternoon and morning. Good afternoon.
It's a very somber, mellow, good afternoon in the morning time. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya.
Hey, now, what's happening, you guys?
What's going on?
How you doing?
PM. I am good. Tonight's topic is something that I'm not necessarily good with, but we're going to dive into it. Because I think my brother and his wife did a great job of really executing, you know, their wedding without going bankrupt. And I've seen it done so many different ways. I've seen it from the lavish of the lavish down to very economical but still very chic. You know, what's the purpose? The purpose is to, you know, join in holy matrimony, become one, right? Honor a union before God. That's the purpose. But sometimes we get caught up in trying to impress those folks that we've invited, and we incur cost. I've seen a wedding cost as much as $65,000, and I've seen as less as $6,000, you know. But whether a wedding costs $6,000 or $60,000, you know, we can't lose the understanding of the purpose of marriage. CeeLo, I know you're somber and laid back tonight, but you've been married, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Did you have a full-blown wedding?
Yes, we had a wedding, but we paid for it ourselves, and we had the ceremony at his parents' house, and just invited his immediate family, and my mom came. And we didn't spend over $700. I mean, just for the, you know, for the, like, the food and cake and all that stuff.
How many people total was involved?
About 50.
Okay.
About 50, yeah.
That's
because
very cozy.
We paid for
private.
The alcohol and all that stuff, yeah. And we got hors d'oeuvres and, like, his grandmother and his family. They cooked food. And it was really cool, though. I mean, yeah, it was really cool. We spent more money on our, you know, like, the dress and the tuxedo and the rings.
So y'all,
you know,
still got decked out?
Yeah.
Just
so
did it at the crib.
Under $3,000. Yeah.
Okay.
It was because, you know, we were getting married for each other, not for other people.
Exactly.
You know, it wasn't about impressing you. It was impressing each other and who could not laugh. I mean, who could go the longest without laughing. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Right. It was, you know, we enjoyed ourselves.
Tonight's topic, folks, how to get married without going bankrupt. Now, one may ask, what do you know, Tim, about marriage? I don't know a damn thing. I've never attempted it. I'm not even thinking about it, just for the record. But the reality is I'm surrounded by married people, and I'm very proud of my brother and his wife who jumped the broom this weekend, although they didn't really jump the broom that was laying in front of them in a church. It's all good. They're married. Marriage license says that it's official. Yo, I got to say this, too. I've been a best man like 5 times. I got some good friends. I'm going to start charging to be the best man. I'll travel.
You
I'll attend weddings, be your best man for like $500. I'm putting it out there right now. Hit me up.
Wow.
Hey.
We got to get on
but
that.
But I've attended bachelor parties. I attended the best damn bachelor party I've been to in my life this weekend.
I was going to ask you how that was, too.
It was awesome. I saw magic tricks. And everything. Unbelievable. TM Palmer Radio Live. I'll be right back.
So hard to breathe, they say that we call my love. Ain't nothing worse than the hurt we receive from love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, ain't can make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself. Loving you no more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
drink. When I wanted it blue, you said we got to paint it pink. And there's pieces of your hair still sitting in my sink. And you still got underwear that's sitting in the dryer. How come every time that you're suspicious, I'm a liar? You stand out, I can hear you whistle in the choir. And that's the only reason you the missus I admire. Damn, tell me what I'm gonna do. Since everything that I'm trying to forget is all true. Me and all your main girls get along too. I would take my last dollar out and bet it on you. But you see, the same one I'm missing is basically the reason I became something different. It's just that I remember me before. And if you could do the same, baby, then we'd be for sure.
That was Diddy Dirty Money, Loving You No More. Still one of my favorites. Thanks for joining us this evening. We are talking about weddings and how to save on weddings. On a lavish wedding, on a cheap budget.
No doubt. How do you get married without going bankrupt? And, hey, folks, we got Mr. and Mrs. Eddie Wilborn with us live right now. Congratulations, folks. They made it happen this weekend. And they didn't go bankrupt. Hey.
Sure did.
Congrats.
Yes, congratulations.
Hey, congratulations to Terrence, too. Everybody should be so proud of him. He was the best man that a best groom can have.
Wow. Congratulations, Mr. Hahn.
I appreciate that. Hey, I'm available for you anywhere in the world.
You
hit me up. 917-889-3926. Hey,
I don't want to be a groom.
But dude, I appreciate that.
I don't want to be a groom, but I'll be your best man. Yeah. I don't want to be a groom. I just want to be your best man. That's your shirt there.
Man, I can't wait until it's his turn. I have a favor to give to him. So my wife is sitting right here, and if you say one more thing about that bachelor party, she gonna go off.
Hey,
you heard so much about this bachelor party.
Hey, no more for me. Hey, how did you all organize your wedding without going bankrupt?
Hi, Terrence. Hello.
Mrs. Wilborn.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Hey, and the world is listening. The world says congrats. How did you organize your wedding without going bankrupt is the question.
How did I organize it without going bankrupt? Well, I set aside money for it, but I also kept saving while we had this particular money set aside in case we got an abiding. Unfortunately, we did, so it came to use. So in a sense, we may have went over it, but we were covered because we still kept in mind to save while we were budgeting and planning for the wedding.
That's awesome. I mean, like, how far ahead had you started saving from, I guess, the proposal?
Well, we started saving, but we had some things come, some incidents happened. We had car accidents, a couple back to back. So, unfortunately, we had to start over again because of these things. But all in all, when it came down to it, maybe of 6 months or so, we were able to get the money back up.
Right.
From where we fell off.
Right.
But in that amount of time, but we didn't have a very expensive wedding either.
Right.
Not to me, anyway. So, yeah, we also tapped into all our resources, family and friends. So that's also how we were able to save. We just didn't go out there and pay for any and everything that we wanted. You know, we had to compromise on things.
Right.
To get
hey, how some compromise. You said compromise some things. How
yeah, because you know
it?
things that I would really really want, you know, really expensive things. They're not within my budget to make me actually purchase those things.
Right.
So I have to go to something similar. Let me go to another store where it's something. It's not the same exact thing, but it's something that's similar that I like just as much. So in that way, I'm saying compromise on things. You can't just go out there and buy everything just because it's beautiful. You know, you got to pay attention to your price tag.
Right. Yeah, because
see,
you have to live
I've
after
known
the wedding.
People, I'm sorry, Sheila, what'd you say?
I said you have to live after the wedding.
Exactly.
Absolutely. See,
yeah.
I've known people to actually take out loans and actually borrow for weddings. Tia, tell us, why was it important that you paid for it yourself out of your own pocket versus going to take out a loan?
Well, going to take out a loan is another bill. If you're paying for it out of your pocket with money that's already set aside, that money is already gone and taken. When you have that's a monthly bill with more money added on because you're paying interest, and I'm not into paying interest on, you know, something. If I don't have the money for it, I'm not going to buy it.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
So, you know, and that's basically what you're doing when you get the loan you don't have the money for. So you need to basically pay it back in increments, which over time you're paying more than what your actual wedding was for.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, you are listening to advice from Mrs. Eddie Wilborn. Hey, tonight we're talking about how to get married without going bankrupt. More after this. Up next, Toya with finance.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Time, I got a long blow in my mind. When I pick the girl, let's find. Let's make your walk, every put in all your spine, don't stop. Hey,
all the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up. Give it up for Tony.
Thank you. Good evening. Tonight, I just wanted to give you top 10 ways to save money and have a cheap wedding. Many of us have champagne tastes and caviar dreams, but we're pretty much on a white bread and soda budget. So, just a few tips on how you can still have a beautiful wedding but inexpensive. First, trim your wedding guest list. Just keep in mind, each time you add a name to your invitation list, you're increasing your budget significantly. It's not just the catering costs, but also the extra centerpieces, favors, rentals, etc. So don't invite anyone you haven't talked to in the past few years. Don't feel obligated to let single people bring a date. Don't feel pressured to invite all of your work colleagues. And don't let your friends bring their kids. Relatives, if they're distant relatives that you don't see, they can stay at a distance, and they don't need to come. If you don't talk to them, they don't need to be there just because you guys share the same last name. So you can trim your wedding guest list. Also, save postage on your wedding invitations. Forgo the inner envelope and the blotter paper, which a lot of people still tend to do. Those are pretty much leftover relics from times when ink needed time to dry. But right now, the only thing you need is just the regular outer envelope. And rather than having a reply card, just ask the guest to reply online or by telephone. So that will not only save you money from the printer bill, but it should also reduce your postage expenses. Shop sample sales and the internet for cheap wedding dresses. Some people are very sentimental about wedding dresses. I myself, I don't even know where my wedding dress is. I don't know if it's here or my parents' house. I have no clue. So if you're like me, it's no need in going out and spending a whole bunch of money on a wedding dress. You can actually shop online. You can actually rent a wedding dress. They have plenty of boutiques that actually rent wedding dresses. So, look at the different options if you're not very sentimental about things like that. Change the day of the week. Have your wedding on a weeknight or a Sunday. There's less demand for those dates, so vendors will often be willing to give you a better rate than on a Saturday date. Save money on church decorations. I know this sounds a bit corny, but if you're having a religious wedding, per se, and you're having your wedding near a major holiday, the church most likely will already be decorated. So that's going to save you money on flowers. So if you didn't think about that, there's a little tidbit for you. Learn how to ask for help to save money. If you want to have a cheap wedding, pull your friends and family's resources. Think of musicians well-spoken friends who could be the actual speaker at the wedding, crafty people who can help you assemble things. There's always someone that you know that can help you save money other than you paying for a professional. Get crafty and do it yourself. A lot of people have what are called pitch-in parties where you can ask friends to be a special part, quote-unquote, of your wedding by helping you assemble favors, make invitations, centerpieces, and so on. So you can make a party out of it. Look for cheap wedding food and drinks. Just be honest with your caterer about your need to save money. Ask them which are the least expensive entrees. And, decide whether a buffet is cheaper than a seated dinner. Also, ask if they'll let you provide your own liquor or if serving only wine and beer is cheaper than a full bar, that might be the road you may want to consider. If you're not a drinker, if your fiancé is not a drinker, then you might want to just consider having the open bar during your cocktail hour and then just serving inexpensive wine with dinner or champagne with the toast. And then the last two, just make the most out of eBay. Just keep in mind eBay is a great source for everything, whether it be wedding favors, cake toppers, ring pillows, even secondhand dresses. Just keep in mind that eBay is still your friend, whether it's a wedding or if it's another occasion. So just keep that in mind. And lastly, just consider cheap wedding invitations. They can be very, very costly. Don't go for engraving. Just regular printed invites work just as well. There are a variety of cheap wedding invitations available on the internet. If you're having a casual wedding, you may want to consider printing your own invites from your home computer. A lot of stationery stores now sell printed paper meant for home printer as cheap wedding invitations. And just look at different party stores. A lot of party stores now have wedding invitations. You just have to go and ask them to take a look at their book, and you can save a lot of money that way. So, again, you can have a really nice wedding. You don't have to spend a lot of money, you know, take the advice from the guests we have on the show that you don't want to take out a loan. Save and prepare ahead of time. That way nothing sneaks up on you. You don't waste money because you weren't prepared for your event.
Absolutely. Check her out every Sunday, 7 p.m., every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 p.m. right here at TM Hyman Radio Live. It's Toya with your finance tips.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on. Foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Love is the party. My heart is such a disco ball. She's in line waiting. My guest list too long. I told her I would love her as forever, forever just a word. I put words together, stepping on the stars. She paused, and I know that one day this show will end. Applause, the strobe lights are dancing. We've taken all the chances. She questioned what we are, and I'll drink to the answer. Cause my heart is out of service, my eyes turn black. I don't see love anymore, I'm blind to the fact. I got my world in my pocket, cause I ain't trying to drop it. The sky is at my neck, so I turn up my collar. My world spin around her, cause it's a world without her. Oh.
When you know, like I know,
yeah.
When the sunlight falls down,
what?
There she goes.
Yeah.
Life ends with the stars. And I just can't live without her.
Yeah.
And she knows what she knows. And the rain is coming down. My heart is cold. I know she knows.
Happened because the rain is coming down. Now we trapped in Astro light. I don't need your light.
Catch a player grinning while y'all boys just looking sad up. Never move forward, so but you relying on your bag up. Tell them motherfucking niggas bag up. Don't you even answer. Question, I'll address it. Don't confess it. No protection. Wait a second. Now add the pressure. Break a neck up. Disrespect her. Moody, get up. Before I kill them.
Yeah. Man, and Memphis can't equal punishment. We got the world up in our hand, and we play it catch. We don't give a damn of what you suck and stress. Because our sex rape bitch and leave your bitch undressed. And she ain't trying to leave. Because we drop balls heavy anatomically. So sonically, we leave her body weak. Because we just drained our veins on her bedroom sheet.
Suckers ain't problems, we don't even swear. Boy, if you hot, then I'ma let her swear. If I say F you, I mean every letter. Mr. Surfer, they can leave you dead in the gear. Got my nose running, getting wet money. Till you live in my shoes, you ain't never seen nothing. Suckers in the back, always be front. The loud niggas talking, be the first niggas running. Who is you to impose me? I know you see we in another league. CMG and wet money, y'all promise to stay in suckers free.
Type thing when we came home because
our parents made us. I didn't really want to, but yeah, that's what we did.
How long did you plan for your wedding?
Just a couple of months. There was really not much to plan. They kind of handle everything for you. You just tell them the location, if you want it on the beach, if you want it in the garden, if you want it here. You show up, and that's just what happens. You can have a big wedding reception there if you have a lot of people there, or you can have just a small reception there. After we got married, we went and had a few toasts, hey, with the people that came with us, and then we went back out on the beach and did whatever else we were doing before the wedding. So,
mm-hmm. That's what's good. Hey, how to get married without going bankrupt? We'll talk to Ms. Willingham next about her wedding extravaganza. I was there. Folks, you don't have to go broke trying to fulfill your purpose in matrimony. We'll be back.
No, it's a thunderstorm, tornado, nor'easter hurricane popping off. It's 80 degrees and windy as all get out.
Wow.
Now, it's beautiful today. Tomorrow's a different story, boo.
Yeah, that's VA weather. That's VA weather. Miss Willingham, when you got married, did you go bankrupt? Or did you have a reasonably moderate economical wedding?
I mean, let me tell you, we was ballers on a budget, baby. We got married on a nice, we decided we was going to spend $5,000, and what we couldn't, you know what, I'm lying, it was $2,500. Let me stop lying. What we couldn't get with $2,500, it wasn't going to happen, right? But let me tell you how good God is. My mother is a caterer, and there was no one else in the world I would have to make my to cater my wedding except for my mother. And who else? My mom did it. She made my cake. She did the food. As far as the tuxedos, windows, and everything, I used my resources. I went to a bridal show. They had a little contest where you get into the money booth, and however much money you grab, that's the dollar amount off of your tux rental. How about I grabbed like over almost $270. I think we paid $17 for that balance for our tuxedo rental.
Wow.
Yeah. I decided I wanted to have my wedding outside. So we had it at the time at my boss's house. She had a deck built on her house and everything just to help support the wedding. I thought that was awesome. My dad, he went and paid for the DJ. My sister, who is like the most creative genius I've ever known in my life, she made my flowers. So, I mean, I just used my resources. We had a budget. We started out with a plan, and that's how we accomplished our goal. I mean, we may went a little bit over that budget, but not too much over because we started out with the plan from the gate. So it was
right.
Good wedding.
That's what's good. Do you all think people understand the whole purpose of matrimony? It seems to have lost its luster over the years, right? I mean, there's more and more people divorcing. I think more and more people pushing away from the concept. Has it diminished, or does it just seem that way?
I think it just seems that way.
Mm.
Because
I don't think
a lot of people.
No, I don't think it seems that way.
I mean, because my thing is this: that just because people didn't get divorced, don't mean that they didn't move into separate rooms and stay in the same house. I mean, I'm coming from a point of view of going into different people's houses every day. You know what I'm saying? At a certain point, and seeing older people who are still married. Got the pictures of the kids all throughout the house and all that stuff, but they have two separate rooms. They don't even deal with each other. They just happen to stay married. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's just the way that it's being approached. Roles have changed, you know. I think it just appears that way. Just in a different, you know what I'm saying, just as a new face.
Okay.
I think people are using marriages like a revolving door. I don't like you, I'm gone, divorce. I think we see that example in which you were stayed in CeeLo, but we never understand the ramifications of certain things, or we don't get the full story of making sure you ask the right questions, that you know what you want, and for that you things that you should check out before you decide to settle down, so that you don't have to go through some of the things they went through to settle for to be miserable. But not to put my business out there, but I see my mom go through on a daily basis, and she is unhappy. And I told her, I said, there's no way on God's green earth He meant for you to live every day in your marriage unhappy. That can't
right.
be the case. So at the same time, she's like, okay, she's one of those ones you talk about, CeeLo. She's just going to stay there. Me, on the other hand, me and God, we're going to have a good conversation. A long, short talk. We're going to work this thing out because it may not be meant. I might have did wrong. I might not shouldn't be there. me and Jesus gonna work it out. And it might be, I might have to, we might have to take it to divorce, or we might, Jesus might change him, but whatever, you know. But it's, it gotta first be recognized that, to me, it looks like, again, the revolving door, because we're not getting the conversation and communication from our elders, which we need to help us in the direction to say, you know what, hold on before you go get married. Wait, this might be lust and not love. Chill. Wait a minute. We're not getting that mentorship, that leadership, that coaching, and we're not seeking it out either. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's like a revolving door.
I think you just said it. You said it. I was going to ask why. There's a reason why we're not seeking it out. Some things you have to seek in order to really get it. Because, see, nothing worthwhile comes easy. And that subtle, you know, information, guidance, those nuggets from our elders are important, and we're missing that. Let's keep this conversation going. It's 11 o'clock. TM Hop Radio Live.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Oh.
Niggas out the park, baseball bat.
You got the rhythm and blues, I'm in the book on your crew, so everybody just stay in tune, yeah. Because your body won't move, and you can't feel the blues, so everybody just stay in tune. Homies, you're hotter than June, and you look coming soon, so everybody just stay in tune, yeah. I'm on the book, give me room, into the temple of doom, now everybody just stay in tune.
Figure four, leg lock, hardcore, hip-hop, rock it, and don't stop, word to the dreadlock, in the weak spot, sipping on getting stout. Nigga, know what I'm talking about. From the yard to the stars and beyond. My flow is universal and my word is my bond. Photon blast, we can shake from the rap, bitch. I'm on fire, I seem a cold bass, bitch. I'm out for 5 feet, lane with a damn freak. Uncircumcised, so I give a ass more meat. With my feet up, rolling up, big blunt. Fuck them studs, I'm motherfucking G'd up. From the fetus to the grave on the power grind. Look in my eyes, all you see is dollar signs. Any means necessary, mine. Medicine society, threat to mankind.
Rhythm and blues, I'm made up on your crew, so everybody just stay in tune, yeah. Because your body won't move if you can't feel the blues, so everybody just stay in tune. Homies, you're hotter than June, and you look coming soon, so everybody just stay in tune, yeah. I'm on the floor, give me room, into the temple of doom, now everybody just stay in tune.
TM Hyman Radio Live, excuse me, that was King Apocalypse, Stay in Tune. Our co-host CeeLo is a little under the weather today, or heavily medicated. I don't know which one it is. But just to bring you a little bit of news as far as entertainment news is concerned, I'm not sure if you guys heard, but DJ, a popular DJ at Hot 97, who's also the producer of Biggie's first CD, Ready to Die, DJ Mr. C, he was allegedly arrested for a lewd act with a tranny in New York. Has anyone heard about that?
No. I have not. I have not heard about that.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, actually, it didn't happen today. It happened this past Wednesday, but it's just getting out, the alleged police report showing. It has pictures of him and this tranny. It's a younger tranny, younger guy, but apparently they were charged with indecent exposure and participation in a lewd act. I'm sure you guys can kind of tell what that lewd act would be, seeing two males.
Right.
In the street.
I don't even want to think about
downtown
it.
Of New York.
That's kind of crazy.
But it's just crazy because Mr. C, though, like Mr. C, DJ,
right.
Hot 97,
right.
Biggie
Smalls.
Yeah,
that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's a little nasty. But to each his own, you know, that's just a terrible way for it to come out, if it is true.
He wanted to join the Eddie Murphy train. I don't know.
Stop
it. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Stop
it.
And I don't like
it.
Stop it.
I don't like the gossip, but
y'all look crazy.
You didn't hear that from me.
I talk about Miss Jenkins. Yes.
See, yeah, I thought that was wild when I read that. That was crazy.
Yes, I love it. Oh my gosh. Anything else? Like anything else? Boy, I mean,
how
like,
do you get married without going bankrupt?
I'm going to get married without going bankrupt because I want to get married on the beach. And like
you don't
I want to have
cost some money?
Like a luau. I mean, yeah, but look, right? I mean, really, all I need is the dress.
Girl, that don't cost any money. You want me to perform the ceremony for you? I can get
I mean,
registered online real quick. We can go
that.
Down to the local beach in Virginia. Terrence and Dee Dee can come along.
I'm gonna marry myself.
Hey,
oh, yeah, let's
straight
do that.
Up.
You can rent Terrence as the best
ceremony.
Man for whomever you marry.
I'm gonna marry myself.
Hey, you mess around. And, hey, you can get baptized and married all at the same
on
time.
On the same time. Hey, exactly. Stand in the middle of water and say, I do. He is. Fall back in the water.
I do. He is, though.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, I do.
He
is.
Yeah.
Hey.
My Lord and Savior. Yeah. Look, right. Yeah.
Wow.
When he
hey.
Is. Yeah.
Hey. Coming up. Entertainment and national news.
Oh my
all
God.
The way from Charlotte,
I don't,
North Carolina. I do. He is.
He
yeah,
is.
You're crazy. Chester
yeah.
Gregory. CeeLo's up next.
Stay. I'll make it. Stay. only drama that's weekly. You're the only one that sets me free. Baby, come back to me. Come and show me how we used to be. I need drama that's weekly. You're the only one that sets me free.
www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
Hey now, it is 2011 and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world through Determine Your Destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Now natural high. My, my, my,
it's so
my.
Natural to me to sleep in them thighs and dance off of Stevie Wonder's ribbon in the sky. It's so natural to me, I can see it in your eyes. There's no way to hide your body language, never lie. It's so natural to me, we close face to face. I'm used to the taste, your lingerie lace. It's okay for you to leave your panties at my place. Some say the adventure ain't the finish, it's the chase. So natural to me, when I plant my flag, plan house for the weekend and I pack my bag. So natural to me, the way you gon' brag when I cook you some breakfast like a stay-at-home dad. It's so natural to me, no plans in advance. The next thing you know, she got her hands in my pants. It's so natural to me to have your knees locked when I A, B, C, D, F, the G spot.
My, 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 pure and unadulterated casual vibe. This is why it's love-related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 my. Pure and unadulterated casual vibe. This is why it's love-related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, my,
it's
my,
so
my.
Natural to me to service your needs. And when that pretty kitty cat purrs it, I feel so natural to me to dig deep inside and listen to you sing, baby, then she can ride. It's so natural to me, I make her come first, and after you finish, she can get a gum burst. So natural to me, you can be my young nurse. Got the ruler, says she never seen nothing hung worse. It's so natural to me, I just overdoes it. She climbs up the wall and she screams that she love it. So natural to me, I make your legs shake, have your call and tell your job you gonna be half a day late. It's so natural to me to have your back walking close to the wall like handicapped parking. It's so natural to me to make you want more, so she love the way you feel when she walk around.
My, 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 pure and unadulterated casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 my. Pure and unadulterated casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my,
baby,
my, my,
girl,
my.
You're naturally a part of me, naturally honor me. Maybe just for kicks, we should go on eHarmony and upload our profiles and see what type of match it be. Watch how everything comes back naturally. And I'm naturally satisfied when you put your hand in mine. Gravity be pulling us together like we magnetized. Stroking to the rhythm while you're squeezing and you're scratching me. I love the way you feel, we doing whatever comes naturally. It's so natural to me when we walk around nude and sip some bottled water and talk about food, like what you wanna eat, cause I don't feel like cooking. Now baby, you decide, I don't feel like looking. It's so natural to me, we touch one another, then hop in the bedroom and crush in the covers. So natural to me, when I leave your sheets torn, so just listen to this song and you can feel me when I'm going.
My, 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 my. Pure and unadulterated casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 my. Pure and unadulterated casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 my. Pure and unadulterated casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 my. Pure and unadulterated casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 my.
Natural high. right. That's Natural High with the season that's the have-nots featuring Shot Natural High. It's 11:18 in Chesapeake, Virginia, and it is approximately 8:18 over in Las Vegas, Nevada. And tonight we're talking about marriages and weddings and on a budget, basically. And I had a question. And so for Terrence, I know you're not married, but I just wanted to know in your mind, did you already have like a dream wedding or something put together and a budget? Did you want to do it? You know, you want something small and quaint, or how big did you want to do it when you did it?
For those who know me, know the what I do, I normally do big. But I'm going to tell you something, and that's why I'm like, wow. I mean, if it happens, cool. If not, it's still cool. I've never envisioned, like, you know, the wedding, the perfect wedding. You know how people envision, like, I've always wanted a family and kids, but I've never actually, you know, had dreams of a wedding. And I'm telling you the truth. I don't know a lot of dudes who do. I think women dream of weddings. I don't know a dude that's ever said and had a conversation that I can think of about the wedding he imagined. And I'm going to tell you something. I could see myself getting married on the beach only because those who know me know I like water. You know, outside of that, nah, no clue. That's the only thing I think that I might do quiet and quaint, because I think that's much more than just trying to impress people. I think that's, you know, I just think that's private, and I think the purpose should be, you know, upheld, in my opinion.
Well, the reason why you're there, I mean, like, you two are getting married, not you and the rest of them, because you don't got to see them no more after that, you know?
I just don't get going in debt, you know, for something that's really personal. But that's just my opinion.
Well,
it's,
yeah.
Money Monday in the city. We're talking about how to get married without going bankrupt. Go ahead, Cielo.
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, for those who are missing entertainment and national news tonight, you hear her voice. She is here. She just does not have entertainment and national news. But just because we don't want to shortchange you totally. There's just nothing.
I didn't do it. Good afternoon in the morning time. The entertainment and national news that I don't have for today, April something, 2011.
Oh, good.
Well, thank
you. Did you say April something, 2011? What the hell? I have a few things for you, Terrence. If you'd like me to step in and you want to play that again, I can drop a few tidbits.
Hey, you know what?
Entertainment and national news. Go ahead.
Because
let's
we're already, we are ready. Let's do it. Standing in for CeeLo. Coming to us live from Newark, Delaware, it's Toya, Entertainment National News.
Good afternoon and morning time. It's your girl Toya out of Newark, Delaware. earlier we talked about DJ Mr. T's arrested for doing a lewd act with a trainee in New York, which we all thought was a little out of
odd,
fear,
right?
just a little odd. But I just wanted to drop that jewel again for those of you who didn't hear it. Rumors are also going around about Rihanna setting to dump Jay-Z as her manager. For those of you who don't know, recently Beyonce actually parted ways with her father, and her new manager is Jay-Z. Reports say that now Rihanna is, you know, wondering what lies ahead for her. As far as how her career will be handled if she is in direct competition with Beyonce, you know, who's Jay-Z going to, you know, focus on for big endorsement deals and things of that sort. You know, it's a conflict of interest. So, again, it's just a rumor swirling around, but, hey, I can see some truth to it because that is a conflict of interest. You can't really represent your
brands.
Wife.
The brands,
right, it's a brand.
Similar.
I mean, look at it like this too, though. I mean, you have to be able to separate business from personal either way, because, I mean, she's
not
a...
Not when it comes to money.
But yeah,
the brands.
I don't know.
The brands
not
when it comes to money.
Be taking over.
The brands are competitive.
Yeah.
Right, and I think people would, I think more people want to see Beyonce than Rihanna, but that's just my personal thought. So.
Yeah.
Also in entertainment news, I don't know if you guys have heard about Charlie Sheen and his
tour.
Well, now he has a comedy tour going on. It started out in Detroit, and they say it was a complete bomb.
Yeah, they booed him.
Yeah, they booed him. They showed footage of people actually leaving the show, giving it a thumbs down and booing him. They say his second show was a lot better, but we'll see. I think he has 20 dates, but so far it's not getting rave reviews. So Charlie Sheen may want to get on his hands and knees and crawl back to those people who were in charge of, or who are in charge of 2.5 Men if this doesn't go the way he expected. And then as far as world news is concerned, I'm sure you guys have heard, if not, Obama, he announced today that he is going to be running to be reelected for president. So he's already starting his
campaign. Go, President Obama.
And he is about the money. He wants to actually raise $1 billion towards his campaign. And I don't think that would be hard for him to do, because I think he may have raised more than that with his first campaign. So we'll see. Also, and I think, CeeLo, you and Terrence talked about this a little bit yesterday in the news, but Pastor Terry Jones, with the burning of the Quran, he's now receiving death threats.
Wow.
He's getting a lot of backlash about that, and he said he's prepared to die because he stands by what he believes in. So we'll see, but, yes, a lot of death threats are coming his way.
Well, I'm being martyr.
Right. So Pastor Terry Jones, I guess next time we might want to think it through a little more. And lastly, big thing right now is Southwest having to cancel flights, 70-plus flights, because of the fact that a piece of their plane actually tore away while they were actually in flight in air. There's video online.
My neighbor was telling me about that.
Right. And Ms. Willingham, I don't know if you're listening. I remember a few years back we actually took Ms. Willingham to catch a flight in Baltimore, and she was boarding Southwest plane, and I actually told her that her plane looked like it was going to fall apart. You could see where it was welded together. You could see where it was welded together. There were different materials, different colors. It just didn't look right. So, yeah, that's what happens when we have planes that are put together, and they're not put together correctly. But they come apart while they're in the air. So, yeah, the FAA is demanding all of the older 737s right now, the Boeing 737s, for wear and tear. They say there's a problem with them, obviously, if they're coming apart in the air, but there's a problem with them due to the metal. I don't know the exact terminology for it, but, yeah, they can just come apart while in flight. So be careful who you fly with. Make sure that they pass all their inspections and the planes aren't kind of coming apart in the air.
Well, you
That's
know what?
A recommendation.
Well, you know
Sometimes
what?
Sometimes the fly cheaper is not always the best, is it?
Hell no. You know what, though? They get checked, but they never check the top of the planes. They just check the bottom and the engine and stuff. They never really check the top.
Yeah, so now they're...
Unless they're doing, like, full-out planes apart.
I do, too.
So now I'm scared.
Well,
no, you should be scared. And national news, all the way live from Newark tonight. Thanks for stepping in. CeeLo will be back on Wednesday. Hopefully feeling better.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
This right here, what happened when you fuck up? Sherry, Kia, this for you.
I think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time.
when I met you. I was on some mud shit. Fucking your sister and your friends on some mud shit. You sat me down and asked me why I do the things I do. I told you I don't know, cause really, girl, I love you. Then you asked me would I change or remain the same. I looked in your eyes and lied cause I felt your pain. Now I sit back every day and I just regret it. And that blueberry cook won't let your boy forget it. And now I live it. I made my decision and you made yours. It ain't no secret. But if I could go back, you blessed to believe it. But I can't. So now I just sit back and think. Damn. I think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine. Talk to you on the phone. Tell me about your day. You even talked me out of killing boy from round the way. And on my birthday, you went and bought a whole ounce. Straight kush, we blew it down at your mama house. The type of bitch to know exactly what a nigga like. Shit, now you some other motherfucker white. But I ain't mad, I ain't tripping, that's the way it is. But I'm mad we ain't finished, we ain't had them kids. Got me listening to slow songs and I'm a thug, nigga. Cover for me, tell your pops I was a drug dealer. Say fuck your friends when they told you I was a fucking dog. You tried to make it work and a nigga dropped the ball. Told you all about my dreams and you was all for it. First time I ran up in you said it's all yours. Been thinking about you for a while and tried to walk it off. And hear that purple roar that drove in then cough it off. Pick up the phone but I won't call cause shit I know I'm wrong. Besides that I know you got something else going on. But in the back of my head and when I'm gone, shit I still think about making you moan. I think about you when I'm high. And baby girl that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high. And baby girl that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine.
Overdose, WHAC, T.M. Hyman, Radio Live, your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman. Welcome to the show. Thanks for riding with us. We really appreciate the love. Got the Angels, CeeLo hanging out in Charlotte tonight, Toya Live from Newark, Dee Dee Live from Chesapeake with Health and Wellness coming up here shortly. Again, that was Overdose. I like that joint right there. It is 8:32 in Seattle, Washington, 11:32 in New York City. Big up to our friends out in Tokyo, where it's 12:32 in the afternoon tomorrow. Hey, I don't think marriage is for everybody. Let me just put that out there.
You know,
there's a lot of people who are content with who they are, whose they are, and they are clear in their purpose. And their purpose may not include someone as a life partner, but they still could be blessing people in the world. You know, there's no pressure to get married. And I just want to put that out there for people who just don't think about it. I would love to get married. I would love to have a family, a lot of kids. But if it doesn't happen, I'm not mad with anybody. And I'm sure there's a lot of people who feel that way. But ladies, what advice as people who've gone through the process, what advice would you give for young people or people in general looking to get married?
I would say just keep in mind that you have to live after that day. You know, there is no need for you to, you know, take a loan on your wedding. I mean, you're going to need to take a loan for a house. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about the future of you as a whole before you, you know, make that financial decision in the wedding process.
Okay, good advice. Toya?
I would just say that, yes, it is your day, and it's just that. It's your day for you and whomever your spouse is going to be. So don't get caught up in the, not don't get caught up in the glitz and glam, but don't do an extravagant wedding or pay a lot of money or go above and beyond or live beyond your means for other people. Like I said in the report, if you're not speaking to people, if you don't see people, they don't have to come to the wedding, and why care about how they feel? Not to be rude, but, you know, it's not really about their feelings. It's what you can afford, and you don't have to invite every single person and family. You know, you don't have to invite your fourth cousin or your mom's side that you haven't seen since you were five. Like, they don't need to come. So, you know, just stay within your means. You know, if you want a big wedding, you can have, excuse me, a big wedding and not pay a lot of money, you know. Ms. Willingham, she had a nice wedding. She had a really nice wedding. She didn't pay a lot of money. She just told you how she did it. She used her resources. So, you know, it's your wedding. It's for you. Don't do things because other people want you to. Do things because you want to actually do it, you know, because it's about you, not everybody else.
Exactly.
No doubt. Hey, more tips coming up. For those who are looking to get married without going bankrupt, it's Money Monday. We're trying to help you to save money. April 4th. Tonight, love, marriage, and the extra cost required to pull it off in order to impress those you invite. But is it really about them? Nope. Different strokes for different folks. What's the best way to execute a stylish, sophisticated wedding without going bankrupt? We'll keep the tips going right after this. Back in a moment.
Yeah. Everybody in this world is God's property, though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy. Never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was a menace to the very privacy. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was gifted at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grab that red cup and then I pour that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a wife or Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and the godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rules. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asking, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven and it's so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks to God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my bars are secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness,
Every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with it, so I can flip it. Hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. And Caesar only give thanks to him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away. Yes. I don't even know if y'all got that, man. Just listen, man. All you gotta do is listen. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc, I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to him on my best days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven, it's so far away.
Radio Live. What's the best way to execute a stylish, sophisticated wedding without going bankrupt? We'll answer that right after this. All the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Give it up. Health and wellness. Domare.
Thank you for joining me for tonight's health and wellness segment brought to you by Massages for Life, opening soon in the Hampton Roads area. Tonight's health and wellness is about your digestive tract or digestive health, and as we are aging, we should all become knowledgeable or have some type of education as far as, you know, our bodies are concerned and things that they do differently as we get older. And one thing that is affected by age is our digestive tract. I'm sorry, I felt like I was having some technical difficulties. I wanted to change mediums there. So that aging definitely puts you at a higher risk of a variety of health ailments and conditions. And one big reason for this is normally people, as they age, are treating other issues with some type of medication. And because the medications cause side effects, it plays some part in your development of your digestive tract. Most common among people as we're aging is constipation and indigestion. So some other things that occur as we get older as far as digestive problems are heartburn, peptic ulcers, diarrhea, hemorrhoids, gas, stomach pain, irritable bowel syndrome, or inflammation of the colon, basically is what IBS or irritable bowel syndrome is. So, and again, a lot of this is caused not so much as just because you age and your digestive tract just gets bad. 9 times out of 10, it's because you have some other health ailment or condition wrong, and you're probably treating it with some type of medication. And because we are not all versed, well-versed, I should say, on the side effects of these medications, they do cause digestive issues. So we definitely need to become more educated as far as what we're putting into our bodies. And now, you can do some things to help prevent or to help keep your digestive tract healthy as you age or as we get older. Something like staying hydrated and drinking lots of water. That's something we should do for everything. Just, I mean, that should be a part of your life. If you don't like water, and I won't name any names, maybe you can add a little flavor to it or something of that sort, but do get some water into your diet. You want to limit fats in your diet and maintain a healthy body weight. A lot of causes for digestive issues as well as diabetes, type 2 diabetes, is obesity and your diet. So do pay attention to what you're putting into your bodies. Increase your diet with fiber. I know that sounds like old. You know, you don't want to put that fiber powder into your juice and stir it all up and see a clump at the bottom. But they do have fiber chews. You can just increase your daily intake of fiber as far as your fruits and vegetables, breads, things of that sort. Or you can take a pill, a fiber pill, to help you get your fiber. Right now I have my daughter eating fiber bars. She likes the Fiber One granola bars. So you can incorporate that into your diet. Stick to, of course, healthy portion size and get regular exercise. You definitely, of course, I preach that all the time. You want to include regular exercise into your daily regimen. That two will help keep a healthy digestive tract. So again, become educated, get some knowledge about what's going on with your body as we become older. Find out as much as you can. Practice prevention. That way you don't have to take medicine that cause unhealthy side effects.
Ms. Domare Willingham, Health and Wellness, live from Chesapeake tonight. Thank you.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Feet hit the pavement, another long night. Thoughts still racing. I run in the end, no checking flag, gon' make them. 151 to the shack, no chasing. That's how I'm feeling tonight, y'all. Hating on the sun, so they pray for the nightfall. Crazy as saying, and I know it's a tight walk. Some trying to see if they're flowing the hype, y'all. They wanna know if we real when the mic's off. Girls wanna know, can he prove when the light's off? Can he really do that? How good is he? Did he really move that? You bet, did he? Is he one of the illest out of the city? Don't mind if I say, hottest out of the state, yeah. Come forth, you really wanna debate. Get talks like a rest, rookie or a vet. Before he left, he even snitched on his right hand. Better keep your shit on a nightstand. I mean, keep the case so close, you can call it a sight brand. Things get to blind, never know where they might land. Expose your lies, don't believe what you might do. My boat's so loud, you can call it a Skype crew. Get another call, truck pulling off. My bitch fuck them all, yeah, and then it's quite loose. So you can front all that you want like a cat parachute when you was put from the jump. Guaranteed you won't land on your feet, though, in the fire. Ashes spread on the East Coast.
The Benz get a Beamer, 45 steamer, red knock demon, your dreadlock demon, then the average motherfucker. That's your average motherfucker. Touch it, rap with you, kiss me, clap fucker. I ain't got straps with you niggas, I'll let the hammer fuck. Give 15 minutes to ambulance, wrap them up. Tell them sound up, down one baller, go to pocket biggie. They be trying to tell us, you better swallow a sack of camel nut. Go against suck free, better pick a hammer up and start building your own guillotine. Off with the heads and go against the team. Go against the grain, created our own lane. So we can say fuck you and do our own thing. I show out and I show off, go in and I go off. Keep hanging with them dumb motherfuckers and get so off. We tighten the crew up, they got indicted, we blew up. You see it how we see it, they ain't doing nothing to us. You the average motherfucker, let the average motherfucker. You just TMZ, bitch, can't do it how we does it.
I give you something to talk about. We see you fretting where you are. We go off. D. F. A. D. The motherfucking killer. D.
Go off if is the name of that joint. It's KP, the King's Palace. A little explicit, creative though. I like that track. We're going to ask for the clean version so we can play it more often. Got the Angels hanging out with us tonight. Money Monday, April 4th in the city. Coming to you live from Tampa, Florida, Hack Media Studios. CeeLo's live from Charlotte. Toya's live from Newark. Domare is live from Chesapeake tonight. Wherever you are in the world, we appreciate the fact that you continue to ride with TM Hymer Radio Live. Yo, check us out every Sunday, 7 p.m., Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 p.m. Nobody brings it like we bring it on this network. 10 minutes left in the show. Domare, we want to come back to you. Any tips, feedback on how to orchestrate, more so execute, a stylish, sophisticated wedding without going bankrupt?
First and foremost, I say get a plan together. Talk about it. Put your dreams out there. If that's what y'all going to do, communication. That's first and foremost. And then you need to find out, this is the time, for real, before you get married, to find out which kind of finances you're dealing with. Because for real, if you don't have the finances to get married, come on, that's just like a precursor to what's going to happen when you do get married. So communication, talk about your finances, and then after you do all that, do a credit check. make
for real?
He's about his word. and then she's about her word.
That should have been done before you started making wedding plans.
You know what? You might be right, too, T. You might be right, Zoya.
That should be like,
that should already be taken care of.
You crazy.
I think.
Use your resources for real. Don't be scared. If you don't have the money, this is not the time to be prideful. Closed mouths do not get fed. Use your resources. If there's people in your family with talents, gifts, and skills that probably God is waiting for you to ask them so that he can propel them where he wants them to go, but he needs you to be the catalyst, ask them. My sister did my flowers. I had blue calla lilies. Nobody sells blue calla lilies for real, but my sister was awesome. She took care of my whole flowers. My flowers were too much money for me to do on my budget, but she took care of it. I had to use my resources. Again, my mom, she's a caterer. Why wouldn't I have her cater my wedding and do my cake? Why would I go outside of my house? So that's what my advice would be.
Which is great advice.
We went to Sam's Club and got hors d'oeuvres, like the big thing of hors d'oeuvres. I mean, like, we bought everything in bulk, the alcohol, everything.
And
so, you know, a lot of people are doing that.
Small scale or a large scale, I think two of the most important things, but you actually made a prolific statement, simple but prolific. One, a plan. Two, use your resources. Don't be prideful. The prolific statement, specifically when it comes to something like this, closed mouths don't get fed. What'd you say, Toya?
No, I was just piggybacking off what CeeLo said. A lot of people nowadays, they're having like cocktail hour type receptions. They're not having full-blown receptions with just finger foods, simple. They may have an open bar, but only for maybe an hour or two. A lot of people aren't having full-blown receptions nowadays. A lot of people are just having, like, cocktail hour-type receptions.
And then
that's another thing you can do if you don't have a big budget for a huge reception. You can do something small like that.
And my thing is, you're not coming to the reception to eat dinner. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just come and get a snack, say that, you know, congratulations, and go home. That's it. Gosh, but then the people that know me, you know, would understand. They know it wouldn't really be that personal. It would just, you know, this is the way it is.
No doubt. Hey, the wedding matrimony is not about other people. It's not about the people you invite. They're there to celebrate you and your important day and your important decision. Different strokes for different folks. Regardless, you know, what level, how much money spent, Don't forget the whole purpose is between you, you know, that man, that woman, you know. Don't get caught up in people, places, and things and how, you know, the Joneses did it or how the Wachowskis did it. We'll be right back.
over. Girl, I can't leave you alone. I know that you've been dealing with these clowns that ain't treating you right. I'm the type of guy that don't make promises. I wanna be the love of your life.
Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live.